Chapter 7. More from Caper. The next day, Ricky comes home from the hospital. His friends telephone him from school. Stacy puts her phone on speaker so that they can all talk to Ricky and hear him.
Hi, Ricky, it's us. How are you?
Asks Stacy.
I'm fine,
says Ricky.
But my leg's in a cast, so I have to stay in bed. I want to be at school with all of you. It's boring here at home alone.
You need to rest so that your leg can get better,
says Tony.
I'm going to talk to Coach Bergman today. I think he's going to let you stay on the team. He's a good guy.
Thanks, Tony,
replies Ricky.
Oh, and a news reporter is coming over to my house today. She wants to interview me about the accident. I'm going to be on TV.
Mr. Stockton wants to see us today, too. We're going to tell him about Caper,
says Stacy.
I don't think that's a good idea. He's going to think we're just stupid kids,
says Ricky.
We have to find out some more about Caper first. We need more proof. Then we can tell the principal.
Okay,
agrees Tony after a pause.
But I don't like it. These people could be dangerous. Look what happened to you, Ricky.
Ricky hears the school bell ringing.
We have to go to class now,
says Trish.
See you after school. Bye.
Later that day, the doorbell rings at Ricky's house. Mrs. Anderson brings a news reporter, a sound technician, and a cameraman into the living room. Ricky is lying on the sofa. The cameraman sets up his camera and begins to film the interview. The sound technician holds the microphone over their heads and begins to record their conversation. The news reporter introduces herself to Ricky. She asks him a lot of questions about crime in his school, the accident and his injuries. She thinks Ricky's accident could be connected to the vandalism at school. Ricky isn't sure. He tells her about the basketball team and how he can't play in the championship until his leg gets better. But he doesn't tell her about Caper and the messages. He doesn't tell her that he suspects some of the basketball players. He knows they can't prove there is a connection between them and the accident. Not yet. During lunchtime at school, Tony, Trish and Stacy go to the computer room. Tony opens his email. There is another strange message. It says, from _hyperlink_caper@whosmail.com_to_hyperlink_tonyc@hhs.k-12.il_subject warning. Message, Anderson's accident wasn't an accident. You are next, Caruso.
Tony, I don't like this,
says Trish.
Let's tell Mr. Stockton now.
Not yet, Trish. I want to send our friend Caper an answer this time,
says Tony. He hits the reply button and writes his message. From_hyperlink_tonyc@hhs.k-12.il_to_hyperlink_caper@whosmail.com_subject challenge. Message, I'm not afraid. We're going to find you. Start running, sucker.
Tony, do you think that's a good idea?
Asked Stacy.
If Caper gets angry, who knows what he's going to do?
I want to provoke him,
replies Tony.
I want to know who Caper is. I think if he gets mad, he's going to make a mistake, and then we can identify him.
Let's go to Ricky's house and talk to him about it after school,
suggests Stacy.
We can make a plan. Good idea,
agrees Trish.
Four heads are better than three.
After school, the friends go over to Ricky's house.
How's your leg, Ricky?
Asks Tony.
It really hurts. I don't know when I'm going to be able to walk, much less play basketball,
answers Ricky gloomily.
How was school?
Tony got another email from Caper,
Trish tells him.
We're worried.
Tony tells Ricky about the message and his reply.
We have to find out who Caper is,
says Ricky.
That's the key to the mystery.
I think he's a basketball player,
says Stacy.
He wants to hurt you and Tony because you made the team. If you two can't play, Coach Bergman is going to need two more players. Maybe Caper hopes to get on the team that way. Maybe it's Kyle,
says Trish.
Remember he knocked you down at practice, Tony?
Yeah, but maybe it's Pat. He said something bad was going to happen in the lunchroom,
answers Ricky.
Or maybe it's Eric or John. They're seniors and they're not on the team,
adds Tony.
How can we find out who Caper is? There are too many suspects,
says Stacy.
Listen,
replies Ricky.
I have an idea.